hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Sing it.
I just did.
Oh, googly eyes.
Christine, you remember Oh Googly Eyes?
No.
Oh Googly Eyes.
Weren't you over there?
Weren't you there?
Eyes. That's from my mom's basement in the Skunk Ravine.
Googly Eyes.
With my Xbox One Kinect or Xbox 360. And there was a game where it was it had a webcam on it. And you could put yourself into things, and it just put googly eyes on your face, and it was googly eyes, googly eyes.
All right, read the count though.
115 for the Cyclops.
Why'd they give you?
How the fuck does that make sense?
Why did they? In case one falls off, you got one backup.
You got a random amount of googly
eyes. Not everybody
has
the luxury of two eyes.
That's how they get you.
Christ.
That's how they get. Yeah, they're just being inclusive.
One more eye, right? Wouldn't it have, what the fuck?
They're people with disabilities exist, Alex.
Well, you know, that's why it was a dollar.
One in every 115 people only have vision out of one eye.
Well, one of them's googly. Ah, fuck. Ah, shit, I'm a horrible person. But it's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
That's good.
So you went to court today?
Yes. But first, welcome to Skunk Ravine.
Yeah, Skunk Ravine. Fucking thank you, Peru, if you're still there.
I haven't seen Peru pop up recently.
Ah, well, so then
I think
fuck
we lost
Peru.
Him, probably thought, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what?
There's still
you can't win
Finland
them all.
Pops up every now and then, but I think that's just a bunch of robots, Finnish robots trying to get
them. Damn Finnish
Skunk
robots.
Skunk Ravine originated in your basement?
Mm-hmm. No, the ravine.
Yeah, by Bob's basement.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
was there
technically,
was there
what would that
story?
Be? The porch?
Well, yeah.
Just smoking weed.
Well, yeah.
Me and Alex would smoke weed outside in the down in the
I
porch.
Remember now.
Yeah, yeah. So the neighbor came over once and was like, "I'm smelling skunks every night."
I remember.
What would you call that? That's not
know.
A porch.
I think I would call it
a
an easement.
It's it's in retaining walls,
right?
And then it's just a little fucking
An easement.
What the fuck is that? Is that what an
I
easement
don't
is?
Know.
Google.
Yeah, fucking Google, you fuck.
Alexa is her name.
Yeah, Alexa.
I don't got none of that shit.
What's your name?
Daisy. Ah, she's
my
asleep.
Name?
Yeah.
My name is Christine.
We got motherfucking Christine in this bitch. What up?
If I smoke that in here, that's nicotine. Okay, I don't know if you were
can
down
I smoke
with
that?
Well, Alex is really against cigarettes.
Alex, what am I not?
So I just wanted to be polite.
That's nice. That's nice. But
a
we
nice house guest.
What do
you
been
over here twice?
What
now.
Do you not want smoked in your house?
Crack.
I'm gonna do
cigarettes.
It.
Cigarettes.
I would rather have crack
PCP.
Smoked in my house than cigarettes.
Yeah. Probably just crack and PCP. I don't
so
want
so I can light up this cigarette?
We could freebase heroin?
No, don't.
No. I'm just
no
kidding.
No cigarettes.
I'm
that
just
should
kidding.
Be just obvious.
God, you vaping and smoking the cigs?
Freebase
no.
and heroin? No.
No.
We should probably cut all
damn.
That out.
Well, I did the other day. I smoked an entire pack in 24 hours because I was working through something. And then I said, I'm going to smoke this pack in a day. And then I'm over it. And it worked.
Fuck
actually,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be
it's
having
called that. An unhealthy coping mechanism.
I have a lot of those, and now.
Don't we all?
Cheers, I can do them again. Yay! Because, yes, I did go to court today with this mullet.
Nice.
What were you wearing? Hopefully those sweatpants as well.
Yeah, I got my finest Packer sweatpants on, and I Dude. Rolled into court. And I pulled my dick out, and the judge said, "Here's my gavel. You win. just take it."
No,
you should have. You should have gone as the clown. The
Emmett
Halloween.
Kelly.
The
Emmett Kelly, the sad bum clown.
Yeah,
yeah dude.
The
costume
awesome.
I made this year is fucking rocks.
I know. I
seen kept
it.
All that shit.
Yeah,
I'm keeping that.
You should have fucking went in there like that.
I should have.
What do you guys think about gathering? Would you ever go to one?
A juggalo?
The juggalo?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Me and my boy Ryan at work, we're one day, we're going.
I came across a reel of two people at a gathering, and they, you know, we're all painted up and stuff. And the girl was talking about picking up a poop dollar.
Oh yeah,
I didn't. That's where that started. So I thought it was from Workaholics, but
it's actually from the
it's
Juggalo.
From the Juggalo gathering.
Yeah. What a bunch of sick fuckers.
a guy I work with, he goes to them, and he's the one who told me about it. I thought it came from, like, Workaholics, but...
The guy's like, I saw a poop 20. I was about to go grab a plastic bag and grab it. I'm like, well, at least you wouldn't raw dog it.
No, I'm messing with the sound because I'm getting spikes. Alex is getting spikes. Christine ain't.
You see my new
dude, I am the loudest motherfucker in here.
You're popping off now.
Okay,
there
I'm
we
just
go.
Not holding the microphone right.
I think, nah, I mean, I think careful we got it. I don't know. I mean, I might not be doing it right. Yeah, you're Kirk, John.
Oh, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't do that.
No.
Well, don't do that either.
Well, Christine's been here
don't
for...
Don't do either of those
Christine's
things.
Been here 20 minutes, and I've already almost killed myself twice. Alex has already had to unload his rifle.
Hey, every time I hang out with people...
It's not a rifle, it's a carbine.
Oh, sorry.
Every time I hang out with people that start doing shit, I tell them I'm off the clock.
It's a carpine, so it shoots
carbine.
Carps.
Yeah, it shoots cartridges, like just weed cartridges.
No, carp. Carp.
Oh, carps, yeah.
So it just shoots the fish at you?
Yeah.
So it's just like
the invasive kind.
I mean, dude, you get hit in the face with a carp doing what, 700 feet a second? Yeah. That's going to fuck your shit up.
Hey, man. What, I don't know what Canadian equivalent.
I don't know, like fucking maple syrups per hour or some shit like that or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what Canada is.
Tell us about court.
Oh, yeah. See,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Your job is to keep us on track.
I'm dying to know.
Court was fun today. It was awesome.
Barron County?
Barron County Court.
Barron County Court is the best.
I was looking at that now they have big screens outside.
Oh, really?
And it shows you the courtroom and all the people who are going to be there that day.
Damn.
Dude, I was like.
Put you on blast.
I'm just watching
on the
it.
Side?
I'm like.
No, I know.
I know her.
Yeah, and you can bring your phone in now.
You can.
Really?
Yeah, you just can't record like in the courtrooms.
Yeah.
Wow. We've
it's
come a
fancy.
Long way.
Yeah, dude. So fancy now stuff. Now you can watch porn and jerk off in the bathroom at the courthouse and they can't
thank
stop.
That's the
waiting.
Only thing they were missing.
Yeah, dude, they can't stop you.
No stopping.
So
was your brother there?
He was there. Yeah, dude.
Did you see it on the thing?
No, it was in person.
Oh. So
I did his fuck, sorry Dev. Yeah, his name was there.
His fuck. What the fuck?
I always say sorry, Dev.
Oh.
Whatever. Whoever.
I love you.
Your son?
Yeah, no, Devin.
Oh. Did he text you?
No, he always one time he gave me shit about he was like, turn your fucking phone off.
Oh, during the podcast.
Yeah. He's like, I always hear your phone go off. So now every time I'm like, fuck.
Tell him to shut up.
No.
Or get on the
podcast. No, I love him.
I'm sorry.
I would never say
that. Mean it like that. Come
on. I'm so sorry.
Devin's the shit, dude. Shout out to Devin.
Shout
out. Man, love you, bro.
Dude, I used to hang out with him all the time.
Hell yeah.
Wow, cool story, man. Anyway.
Fuck you guys.
Every time we get a third
person
on
here.
Hey, I
hang out all the time too, man.
Every time we get a third person on here, it's like me versus Alex for a second, and then it'll be me versus you in a minute.
And then Daisy will
constant
bark.
Banter.
Yeah. No, shut the fuck up. She's chilling. She's asleep.
Well, yeah, she got my goddamn fucking...
Okay.
But look how cute she is. She can do whatever she wants.
All right, we got to take the mandatory 8-minute break to talk about the dog.
Daisy.
She's
adorable.
She had to make a bed on a bed with my fucking robe.
Beds off all beds.
Like, for real. My robe. She had to use my robe.
Well, yeah. She was...
She loved
she
you.
She was wet after
your
that
dad.
Shower.
Little
okay,
fucker.
So... Yeah, he was there. His case was, like, right after mine. Actually, the judge was like, Ducharme, and we both stood up. Me? Me or the retarded one? So which one do you want fucking first? Just let me know and I'll come up there if you want. So
I can hold his hand to go.
So no, it went good, you know. I made a deal and I got it busted down to disturbing the peace.
As
and I paid
said,
my fine and I'm fucking done.
Oh, you just had to pay
told
a fine,
you, bro.
Yeah, and I'm done. No probation.
I told you, dude.
Even though it's bullshit in the first place, because
well,
I didn't fucking do shit.
I'm
Did
well
he have to pay
this.
A fine?
Yeah, he got like the exact same thing. Even though
he's the one
when they were reading off his previous charges, it was. You know, he had a DV from years ago that he failed the probation on. And I was like, oh, throw the book at him. Well, get his ass. Like
you.
And he didn't. So I just left. And, you know.
Let's talk about something else. Yeah. So
I was just wondering.
Hey.
The memory crossed my mind.
I'll explain everything off mic. But
how about that stupid fucking fight?
Oh, yeah. The fight sucked. Oh, the Tyson Paul
that was
one?
Dumb as fuck.
The two chicks fighting before that was fucking tight.
Okay.
They went fucking right, hard
now,
as fuck. No one
know,
got knocked out.
My problem with that was the chick kept fucking grabbing and leaning in. The one who had this fucking vagina for an eyebrow, she was the badass. She should have won.
Yes, the Irish bitch kept headbutting like a motherfucker.
Yeah, and she kept fucking clenching and grabbing like that
yeah,
was
she pushed it up.
She was fucking dirty boxing.
Yeah. Wow, the white chick beat the colored chick. Welcome to Trump's America,
Did
am
you
I
just
right?
Say color?
Yeah. I don't mean it like that. Oh fuck. Am I going to have to edit that? Shit. I didn't mean it like that. Damn it.
It's just a little harmless racism.
Damn it. I mean, I could have said something. I don't know.
That goddamn color.
Do not.
Fucking. She wasn't even. I mean, she's white, but she's fucking Irish as
hold
fuck.
Hold on.
Yep.
Brown chick.
Yeah.
See, I'll use that and go back and paste over it.
Okay. Acceptable.
See, now we can edit stuff like this. Yeah.
Watch how this nun reacts when I blow her brains out. Yeah,
just a rainbow shoots out of her face.
That's the acceptable version.
Fuck. No, but that was like
yeah, that Jake Paul fight fucking sucked.
That's bullshit.
Dude,
Well, Tyson... and how do you feel good like beating a fucking 60-year-old man when you're fucking
Well, plus Tyson was like
he wasn't even trying.
He was like, I did it for the money.
I was going to say,
he wasn't
dude.
Even trying,
I did
dude.
It for the money. I did it for my kids. I don't have that animal in me anymore. I'm like, damn. Mike.
I got that dog in me.
That dude does like mushrooms for 10 years, and he's like, oh.
Right.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He needed that peace in his life.
Good job for you, Mikey.
Yeah, like, him not winning, I was like, them, he didn't like do it for the fight because he would have won.
Yeah.
Give me one, please.
I was texting some friends and I was like, dude, I think I could beat Mike Tyson. And my boss was like, you can't even reach up to the top shelf without your shoulders hurting. Like, Mike Tyson would eat your asshole.
Just talking shit.
Yeah. He said Mike Tyson would eat my asshole, and I was like, imagine Mike Tyson
I'm fuck
eating
you
my
till
asshole.
You love me. What did he say to that one dude?
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you till you love me, faggot.
Yeah. Like, dude. I'm glad the end of the fight, like, there was actual respect from fucking little douchebag.
It's actual respect. Dude, he was just dumb as shit the whole time.
I get that, but I mean at the end, like, he actually, like, I don't know.
Dude, if he had to, because if he came out after that fight and was like, I beat the fuck out of Mike Tyson, like, people would be like, dude, you're a fucking loser, dude. But that guy's got a bunch of money, so fuck him, whatever. He is a loser. He's not cool like me. He doesn't have the second highest rated podcast on Spotify, just behind Joe Rogan. The numbers are in.
Holy goddamn shit.
The numbers are in.
Ever since you guest starred me.
That just happened 14 minutes ago. We just hit the rate. I'm watching the rating bar. The live rating bar.
Fucking nailed it.
Yeah, this one's live stream. Oh, fuck. I'm going to cut out the slurs I said.
Oh, shit.
Darn it.
You're live streaming this?
No.
We've got a dog.
No, we
though.
Have to be able to edit this.
There's a dog.
Absolutely. Alex, get that gun ready.
Yeah, dude. We're always ready.
They're going to find us.
We're always ready to kill ourselves over here. Yep, there it is. I like how you took the gun away from me, yet there's like five other things I could kill myself with within reach.
Don't worry about it. No, there's not.
Don't kill yourself. Right, you have people that love you.
All right, maybe there's one over there, and there might be that thing.
Look at it this way. Life sucks.
The club?
Yeah, I could club myself
to
death.
You're not clubbing yourself.
I'll club myself to death like a baby seal.
Bruh, that would take like so long.
Why? Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, I would.
I think you'd lose strength before you died. Right?
I've got a net. I could net you with it.
And then beat me like a... Dude, we should do that for Halloween.
And then I would just beat you unconscious so you didn't kill yourself.
Yeah.
So, but then know what? Who wins in this?
I would just keep trying to do it.
We could hog-tie him, trap him in the basement.
See the net right there? I could just net him with that. He's talking about...
You guys would just imprison me in the basement so I wouldn't kill myself.
We're like, how did we get here? We're all methed out.
Yeah,
putting tinfoil up on
the
windows.
We gotta keep Nick alive because he's trying to kill himself.
We got fucking what is that, Ted?
Now is the time you're gonna be the most free, dude.
Is that Ted?
What are you talking about?
The guitar.
Ted Nugent?
No, Ted. From
the Alex Dine action figure right there.
Wow. That does look just like you.
Motherfucker looks just like you.
Yeah, I see it. I'm looking right at it.
I'm looking right at it.
What reaction do you want from me? Holy shit. That action figure is sick, bro. Where did you get that?
You're just supposed to, like, quick, shove it in your twat.
He answers me like I was really scared.
You asked, so I said.
No shit. Wow. Cool.
I'm just talking shit. I'm just talking shit.
I told my friend I was going to see how many times I could make you cry tonight.
No, fuck that.
He's tearing up.
He's cracking.
You're tearing up.
I am.
Why are you tearing up?
Because it's sad and beautiful.
He's trying to talk with me.
Talk to me.
It's working. Can I do my anger story first?
Yes.
It's gonna make me cry, but that's probably not like quite an accomplishment.
Can I do the?
Yes, I want it.
The city story.
Tell us the city story because this is great.
Okay, so for like 2 months, there was a mattress out in front of my house.
Was it yours?
Fuck no, it wasn't mine.
Someone dropped it off.
Yeah.
Okay. Just paint the picture.
Like a kid mattress, like just out in front of the house. And then there was a bunch of other shit.
You know where we are. You know where we are.
Yeah. In the hood. In the brackish waters. So, finally, I was irritated with people at work. I took a day or two off. And I called the city. And I thought it was the same guy who charged me $350, mowed my lawn.
I remember that story.
Yeah. Ran over my downspouts, whatnot. I mean, it wasn't him who did it, but you know what I mean.
That's episode 29, if you want to go.
Who
I don't
know. Doesn't matter.
30 minutes Super fans. 35 seconds.
So either way, I...
Tasty.
I freak out on this guy.
Blue dream.
And he's like, hey, man. You might want to calm down. And I was like, ah, shoot.
Ah, shucks, mister. Yeah, I'm real sorry.
No, I did too, man. That's exactly.
It actually worked that time.
That's exactly how it went.
That's all it takes.
Alex, I'm so proud of you, man. You've come a long way.
I was like, oh, no. Oh, man.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was hilarious. So they came, picked up all the stuff. I went out and fist bumped him. He wouldn't shake hands, but...
Yeah, dude, COVID's still around, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. But...
Oh, but he did fist bump you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then he started licking his... COVID. And then he started licking his knuckles. It was crazy.
Or knew. Yeah.
We got real weird with it.
Sucked his dick from behind.
Taking pictures and fucking...
Of your dick.
Yeah. Dude, I got sexy with it.
I'm sorry. Take a picture of my penis for later.
Dude, he
need a calendar.
Next year?
Yeah, dude. We got a month. We got a month to pop on out, dude.
No, but for real.
I'm ready.
I felt so bad. Because I thought it was the same guy.
Yeah, and I know you probably ran up freaking out.
No, it wasn't. I didn't run up freaking out. When I talked to him on the phone, I was freaking out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because so you didn't want to get charged a shitload of money again.
I went outside and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, I thought you were the same guy. Like, I'm so sorry.
He's like, why? Because I'm black?
They were both black.
Dags. Ah, there you go. See?
I don't care what color you are. Just fuck. Fuck Benton Township. Fuck Benton Township. I'll say that. You keep that on here.
Okay.
Yeah. Do it.
I'm going to not do a lot of editing on this one.
Yeah.
Well, he did the right thing.
Yeah. Fist bump.
I mean, yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That shows a lot of growth.
To the other side.
You knew you were in the wrong, and you were like, wow, my bad.
Dude, there was like a big old black lady who came out, and she brought like a chair out, and she was like drinking coffee. And like,
fuck
yelling
yeah.
at
me as fuck. Just sipping the tea.
Awesome. Yeah. It was amazing.
Big black Christine.
Like, just like,
oh. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. Shit.
You just did Oh, shit.
This is going to be better than Tyson Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
Please edit out all this racist shit.
No. It's not racist at all. People are black.
It depends who's listening. Some people are real.
All of our listeners are white nationalists. And if you don't turn it off.
All right, guys, I got to go.
If you don't turn this off, it proves it.
I mean, I'm all.
Nah, don't worry. I just don't want to be on the internet.
I would be laughing
record.
Harder.
No, seeing this lady, she was literally right there, like she had a chair, but she wasn't sitting in the chair. She had the chair backwards.
Alex,
just in case she fell down.
Is your microphone on?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Up. Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, there we go.
I'm just sick of getting. Threatened of murder. I had a kid say he's gonna blow my shit up.
Yeah.
like literally blow
sounds
my
kinda
house
gay.
Up.
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm like
what
yeah,
kid?
Yeah, Alex, how old was he?
Fucking like, I don't know, 10.
Yeah, you're going to
jail. Oh, here where you live. Like
yeah.
in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yes. And then he came back with an older dude. And then Ashley.
How did it start? He's just walking by?
Because there was like 12 of them on the fence.
12 of them? 12 of what? What were they?
12
kids. Say it.
Just
say
kids.
It.
Just hanging on the
kids.
Fence. Like what? Like,
yeah. Oh, what is that? Always Sunny? Always Sunny? Fucking hanging from the rafters. They were like out there fucking trying to break it.
Just being hooligans.
Yeah. So. My crazy
some shit
ass.
We would have been doing maybe.
Totally
nah.
shitting on cop cars and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't care. I live here, so.
Anarchy!
Statue no, I came outside
baby.
And I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Yeah.
I'm gonna blow up your house. I'm gonna get my brother.
I'm gonna blow up your spot,
boy. Oh, don't worry. I've had a, what was it, Nick? I'm gonna shoot you and your dog in the face. Yeah. Yeah, I've had that.
Empty ass threats.
Yeah, they ran after I said, oh, yeah?
Did you show them your gun?
I didn't even do anything. I just said, oh, yeah.
So they were just.
He took off like a Kenyan.
He just started throwing
racist. racist shit.
He just started throwing Nazi memorabilia.
Yeah, I just. I fucking.
He threw his swastika ninja stars at him.
Yeah.
He put his Trump sign on.
My swinja stars. Swinja stars.
Swinja stars.
No, swinja stars.
You know what song I had stuck in my head the other day?
What?
Oodly, 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 fun, fun, fun.
This is what you were singing on the phone, and then you talk about a gay sleepover from your childhood.
Yeah, dude.
The look on your face right now.
The old Chuck and Buck sucking fuck, dude. You have to watch this movie, dude.
I don't even know what the fuck he's talking
dude,
about.
Dude, so at a sleepover once, we found a VHS tape labeled Chuck and Buck, and we're like, what is this? So we throw it in, and it's a movie about these two kids who used to, like, suck each other's dicks and stuff.
What? Nice.
Yeah.
That's weird.
You're
so,
real.
Yeah, this is a true story. So they used to suck each other. You can look this movie up. We can watch it. Like, it's probably on YouTube for free.
What the fuck is he talking
about? I'm telling you, why don't you fucking listen?
I don't want to look it up. What?
He's too busy.
Trying to look shit up.
What is that?
What is that, Chuck and Buck?
A rabbit or some.
Oh. Cool, let's talk about dead rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read it to you in a neutral voice, and you're like, that's not that bad. I'm like, very neutral. You're reading it.
She thought Ashley was like being...
I didn't.
I was like a dead bunny or something.
Sending you a message.
Yeah.
She's just saying, have fun. Don't get into trouble.
Yeah, she's
here's my bunny.
We're like, we get it. You want to watch fucking Gangs of New York. Chill out, okay? Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis is the shit. Chill out, okay?
What? Isn't that a good movie?
No, Daniel Day-Lewis is the best part of that fucking... I don't know. Maybe we can talk about that later when we're not recording a podcast, bro.
Bring your dad in.
Jesus fucking Christ. I almost brought my dad tonight. He's very travel size now.
He's here.
Yeah.
He might be sleeping right now. Ooh. This one, but.
Ooh. Alex, get the fuck off your phone. Let's do a podcast, buddy.
I'm on the fucking podcast.
Okay. What's 6 + 6? Oh, this will get
12.
Sorry, dude. I've been hanging out with my kid.
12?
He said 12?
No, it wasn't even a question. It
yeah,
was
it was. Yeah, it was.
No,
sorry.
It wasn't.
I've been hanging out with Desmond too long, man.
You
I got to get rid
hard.
Of that fucking kid.
Aw.
Jokes.
6 + 6 = 12.
Okay.
I'm not fucking
retarded.
It
is.
Yeah,
yes.
I know.
Yeah, it's a joke, goddamn.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what? I'm about to fucking hop over this table and punch you in your fucking balls.
Dude, I just got out the click, mate. Or clink,
you're
or whatever
about
it's
to
called.
Oh, don't even talk. Hey, you
or
know
whatever,
what?
You know?
Hey.
Whatever,
hey, you know what?
Whatever.
Hey, you know what? God. This lady right here.
You wanted to say this bitch.
This lady right here.
Thank you for not.
She fucking bailed me out for kicking somebody in the balls.
Bro.
And that was a state cop.
Good.
You know I'd bail you out of jail any day.
Should have left the wild card.
What I'm talking about.
Should have left
yes,
the wild card locked up.
Yeah.
Episode 10.
Hey,
guys,
wait.
Episode 10 if you want to hear that story.
But here's the thing. It wasn't all me. Listen.
Yeah, I know.
Ashley
did too.
Give her some cred.
I know.
Give her some street cred.
I love her.
She was there. I just had the car. And
I know.
I
just
we
drove
our money together.
You know,
and,
I blame you, Christine.
Out of my pocket.
Yes.
I blame Christine for this whole thing because you should have just went with
God
him.
God damn it, Christine! Why
you should have just?
I
you should have listened to your gut and just went with him.
I wanted to, but I was also on drugs.
I said no.
And I was like, is this weird?
No, I told her no.
Like, we're just homies. We're friends. Like,
no.
Is it weird
I
if
no.
I go with him? He wants to be
I mean, you don't have
a full-grown man.
You don't
no,
have to
I,
hang out
I
with
I
him in
her.
The porta potty.
I wasn't, but I didn't want to be like
I
mama
no.
bear.
You're both in the
I
porta potty.
No,
he's
no.
shitting. You're just like, this is kind of weird. I think I'm going to dip.
I would, too. I mean, are you okay? Do you need help?
This,
what can I do for
this
you?
This stinks, and I think I'm going to dip.
Nah,
I don't
even know
it. I'd be on the side like, Alex, I'm right here.
Yeah, it's all good.
Just squeeze my hand and push, buddy. You got this.
Now
that
I do that all day at work.
Yeah, now you make money.
I'm sorry. Every time they poop, I'm sorry. It's all good. Let it out. I'll be back in a few.
Me 20 minutes ago, me 5 minutes from now. Don't worry about it, dude.
Right.
We like it when you poop. That's what I have to say to him. We like when you poop. It's healthy. Get the fuck out of the critical care unit.
Yeah, you fucking old bitch.
Start pooping and peeing.
All right, Alex, you want to get angry or you want to cry first?
Ah, fuck.
Pick
Let's
one.
Cry and then get mad.
All right.
Because we can't leave on
fucking,
the sad.
Fucking
okay.
Make me cry.
And then we'll get all hyped up.
So, Oh, man. All right. Cry number one. All right. So my dad, who's dead,
yeah,
you know, my dad.
Dead dad's club.
He's just a box of fucking ashes now, and that's all I have.
Yeah.
It's already started. Look at that. There's number one. Okay. Hold on. It's going to get worse. I can make you like sad cry or beautiful cry.
I'm disassociating over here.
All right. So the other day, me and Ashley and two of our girls, well, one of our girls and Allie and one of her girls went for a walk around this little pond, right? Yeah. So, as we're coming back around, we walked around the entire fucking pond. Pretty big. No animals out there at all, right? Until I start talking about my dad to Allie. And what happens? A fucking cardinal's just,
yes,
like, chirping in a
cardinals.
Tree right next to us. I'm like, what the fuck? How about that, dude? The whole way around until the end. As soon as I start talking about my dad, I'm like, oh, there's a cardinal right there.
Birds bring that type of energy. When my grandma died during COVID, it was like,
how about that, dude?
The same.
I had a,
how crazy.
Same
I had
thing.
Hawks today.
How fucking crazy.
Hawks for my grandpa.
Aww. Yeah. Isn't
your
that
grandpa's
weird
everywhere,
how
man?
Birds bring that energy. I don't even. I mean, we're all kind of like.
Yeah, brother, let it out.
Not really religious, I guess, but.
Yeah, I'm pretty. I wouldn't say I'm an atheist. I'm pretty autistic or agnostic or whatever.
Agnostic.
Yeah, whatever. Look at you with your $10 words. See, I gotta cheer him up so I can break him down again like a dog. All right, time to piss you off.
Yeah.
Or wait, sorry. What were you saying?
What's up?
Just saying, like, what after. My grandma died, which I wasn't super close with my grandma or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's the first person in my like adult life in my family that has died.
Yeah.
And I noticed that with birds, it was in the springtime. And of course, there's lots of birds and all this. But sitting on my deck and just a cardinal flying up and just like knowing that like I just knew. And I've never even like thought of that, heard, you know, maybe heard something in passing, but nothing that really stuck.
Yeah.
And it's just like you feel that energy. It's just.
I looked it up and it is like multicultural.
Yeah.
You know, the cardinals. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty tight. I didn't even know that. Allie was like, dude, and like Allie and Ashley like explained it to me and I was just like, well, fucking K. Like.
it's Hawks for me. So.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, it's a cool thing to experience.
Also, my aunt told me that my dad told the lady at the funeral home the reason he made my aunt the beneficiary or trustee to the trust was because he didn't want to steal time away from my kids from me.
Yeah, to have to like
that
go through all that
fucking
paperwork
hard.
And
to deal with it.
Your dad was a good man.
Yeah, my dad was pretty cool, and
yeah.
We got
your
super.
Dad was the shit.
You know,
what are you talking about?
We got very close at the end.
Dad was a badass. Dude.
I know. We got very close at the end. He wasn't
fucking
around a lot.
Golden
Gloves prize fighter. He could have beat up Jake Paul.
Say.
He could beat up Jake Paul,
dude. Fuck yeah.
Today, see, that's how I would beat up Jake Paul. I'd just be like.
Beat the
dad
fuck
in
out
the
of
eyes
him. Yeah.
And just throw a handful of ashes at him.
Fuck. Pocket sand.
My dad could kill Jake Paul. If I pour a bunch of his shit down his lungs, he's done, dude. Dad lives and kills. And dad kills again.
Kills again.
All right. Now to piss you off.
Piss us off.
On that fucking walk. About halfway through.
It's from the same story.
Yeah, it's from the same fucking pond, dude. I told you, you're going to get... I told you, I can piss you off and I can make you cry with the same pond story.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we're walking, and Allie's like, well, you see that, I thought she said red deer, but she said dead deer. She's like, it's over there by, like, on the other side. And we're like, red deer? I'm like, shh. Even though we're out there at the kids, like, careful! Duh! No, don't go in there! Whatever. And, so it was a dead deer on the other side. I'm like, oh, man, that sucks. Like, so we went over there, and we see it, and I'm like, well, I want to see, like, how fucking big it is. So we get over to it, and I go down, and I'm like, oh, fuck, like, this thing had a, it was bleeding, like, right here. It didn't stink. The blood wasn't even coagulated yet.
So did someone just shoot it?
Somebody shot it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, get your fucking kids out of there.
And I took a picture of it because the only reason they fucking shot it was to saw the fucking antlers off.
What the fuck?
Bro.
What a waste.
Yeah. Wait, I told you. I told you I'd make you cry and piss you the fuck off at the same time, dude. Fuck no.
I gotta take a piss.
Yeah. I'm so mad. I gotta go beat my dick. Dude, look. Like, it was a fresh fucking shot. He's so mad he has to walk away. He's gonna kill himself. He's taking his gun with
that
him.
That is fucked up, though.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Whoever did that, turn the fucking rifle around on yourself, you piece of fucking shit.
One, can you even hunt in that area? Was it even legal for them to hunt there?
It's state park. I'm not sure if you... I don't know. Alex?
I don't know
either. We'll ask Alex when he comes back out.
I don't know the rules.
He had to walk away. He's so mad.
He's fucking mad.
Dude, I was mad. That's why I took pictures. I think I'm going to probably report it, but I don't know who to report it to.
DNR?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, what's the point? What are they going to do, you know?
Well, at this point, it's been a while, but...
It was fresh when we got there. We didn't hear any gunshots, but, like, you know how I moonlight as a forensic pathologist and, like, crime scene reenactor or recreator, you know? I'm kind of like the Dexter of the podcast, you know?
Okay.
You know, I'm always going to crime scenes and, like, being like, it came from there or whatever.
Cool.
you know, just solving murders on in my off time. But this time it was a deer murder, and I haven't gotten any fucking sleep.
What was it last?
This
time?
One's really bothering me. Last one, this kid got raped to death. Yeah, it was nuts.
Here, like you saw it, or is this like online?
No, this is just a made up joke scenario.
Oh,
as me being a pathologist and a crime solver.
Pathological
liar. more like pathological CS lie. Huh?
CS lie.
Huh?
That was good.
Thank you. I'm a crime scene liar. Did I tell you about a certain little... Sorry. Get the fuck out of here.
My pen.
I'll get it. Got it? Okay. Fucking one of the lawyers I talked to, and he called me. I left him a message, and this dude calls me back on the way to work. I'm telling him about what happens, and he's like, "What would you guys get charged with?" I was like, "Domestic violence," and he's like, "Guns." And I'm like,
"Fists."
I was like, "Did you say guns?" And he's like, "Guns." I was like, "Guns weren't involved." He's like, "No, but owning a gun." And I was like, I own some guns. And he's like, well, if you get convicted of that charge, you won't be able to own guns anymore. And I was like, I mean, I don't like hunt or anything, so it's not really too big of a deal to me. Straight up, this lawyer tells me on the phone, well, you know, it might not be a big deal to you right now, but in a couple of years, there might be illegal aliens running house to house murdering children, and you're going to want your gun then.
Oh!
Yeah, as I'm... driving to work, like,
how much are you an hour?
Yeah. Sir, have you been listening to my podcast? Yeah, dude, I was just like, hey man, I'm on my way to work, can I call you back in a little bit when I'm like not working anymore? And I didn't call back. I was like, I don't want to be the next Kyle Rittenhouse, dude. Like, you don't need to get up there on a soapbox and defend the Second Amendment. I just need you to, like, let me chaperone field trips for my son and shit. I can't wait to edit this episode. It's going to be terrible. Nah, I told you when I was at B-Dubs eating there, because I'm very sophisticated and, you know.
Is that where you went for dinner?
Yeah.
Your kids like it, probably.
No, we were just like, let's just fucking go there and eat some fucking garbage and... have a fucking margarita. That's why we went there.
Fried chicken.
Whoa.
Is that what you got?
You know it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, now with chicken wings. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They got some jalapeno sauce. All right, let's not talk about fucking B-dubs. What were we just... We just, like, I love you guys so much. You ever go to B-dubs?
That's where babies Man, come from.
You know what else I like a lot? That jam and jalapeno sauce they got. Available now at B-dubs, at your local B-dubs. Check your local listings.
Commercial break.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings now, so go there or kill yourself. Yeah. All right, now we can get back to it. That's all I got, you guys. All right, night, everybody. Bye.
Take it easy, Mountain Face. Keep talking. Yeah. Things will come up.
Can I tell you my Chuck and Buck Suck and Fuck movie story now? Did I tell you about it? Okay, so at this sleepover, I don't know why I'm calling it sleepover. We were sophomores in high school. We were just hanging out and just sleeping together, you know. So we find, we're in Hunter's basement, and we find a fucking VHS tape labeled Chuck and Buck. And I'm like, we're like, the what? Never heard of this before, so we throw it in. It's about these two kids who were, like, sucking and fucking each other as kids.
Ah.
And,
what? What?
So, the movie, it was, like, these kids who, like, experimented with each other, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Fast forward.
Did they show it?
Graphically.
Is it, like...
Graphically.
Is it, like,
And the... then the movie was over after an hour of just graphic kid sex.
Is it Hunter from, like, the...
It was awesome. 10 stars, dude.
Jesus Christ.
You should be in prison!
10 stars. 1 star for each year old they were.
I had no questions.
Enough information.
Okay, so, yeah. It's about these two kids who, like, sucked and fucked each other. And then now they're adults. And the one guy is, like, getting married.
Is that why Hunter isn't on the radio station anymore?
That's not that guy. Hunter.
Well,
no, keep going. But
where did he go?
We're going to circle around back to that one.
Come back to that one. Okay, so.
Back to that one.
There we go. There we go. Now we're cooking with fire.
Jesus.
So, they're adults. One of them is getting married. The other one is this, like, weird retarded guy who lives with his mom and, like, sucks on suckers. And whenever he's sucking on suckers, it's like, oodly, 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 fun, fun, fun. Yeah. Like, that's the song it plays.
Who directed this movie? This sounds like a Harmony Korine film.
Dude, you gotta watch the trailer because just the way it looks like it was filmed on, like, a fucking RVC, like, camcorder. Like, it's so bad.
This sounds amazing, actually.
So, this guy moves to Hollywood and starts stalking this dude and his wife. He's watching them fuck. He's going to their workplaces and shit, you know? He's hanging out with some, he makes friends with some kid in the neighborhood, and he ends up, like, blowing this kid's hand off with, like, a firecracker or some shit. So this whole thing, is, there we go, Alex is back. I got him back in.
Reeling him in.
So he, like, ends up hanging out with this dude and his wife, and he goes up to, the wife after a while, and he's like, you stay the fuck away from him. Like, he's mine. I had him first, and I'll have him last. So he, like, seduces this dude into leaving his wife and, like, fucking and sucking him off again.
Back to childhood.
And then... when the dude's like, I'm so ready to have a life with you, he's like, I just wanted to suck and fuck you, and then he fucks off and the movie's over.
Woo, playa!
It's insane. We just found this
VHS.
That
sounds awesome. That's exactly how you're supposed to find that movie. There is no other way to find that movie. You're not, like, looking up good movies to watch.
You watch the trailer for it, and it's like, audience were amazed at Sundance. It's like, dude, fuck Sundance if that's what they're amazed by.
I want to watch
dude,
it.
Dude, it was insane.
I want to watch it. That sounds like my kind of movie.
All
right. How about this? Alex needs a music break. We'll be right back.
I need a pee break. This is my mic.
I'm on.
All right. Well, bye.
Who wants... Oh, I thought we were talking about
something. Oh. I was going to say goodbye.
We clocking yeah. out?
Yeah, I'm clocking out. I'm fucking right, done.
There you go.
All right. I love everybody.
Christine.
Well, see you guys later.
See you next week.